Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the youth of the country today defines courage and commitment to a nation-first mindset. Addressing the annual NCC PM rally at the Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said that the NCC is a movement that makes India's youth confident, disciplined, and sensitive citizens dedicated to the nation. He said that today the world looks at India's youth with great confidence, and this comes because of their skill and culture. Extending greetings to the cadets and officers from across the country, Mr. Modi noted that over the years, the strength of NCC has grown from 14 to over 20 lakh cadets, with increased participation from border and coastal areas. The Prime Minister expressed happiness as there has been a significant rise in the participation of girl cadets this year.
NCC. एक ऐसा संगठन एक ऐसा आंदोलन है जो भारत की युवा शक्ति को आत्मविश्वासी बनाता है अनुशासित बनाता है संवेदनशील बनाता है और राष्ट्र के लिए समर्पित नागरिक बनाता है बीते वर्षों में एनसीसी कैडेट्स की संख्या 14 लाख से बढ़कर 20 लाख हो चुकी है
Mentioning about the recent India-EU Free Trade Agreement, Mr. Modi said that the agreement will benefit Indian startups by improving access to funding and the innovation ecosystem and will also boost India's creative economy. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the Economic Survey 2025-26 in Parliament today. The document is prepared by the Finance Ministry's Department of Economic Affairs under the guidance of the Chief Economic Advisor. The Economic Survey is a comprehensive review of the country's current economic state and future outlook. Nagaland student learning outcomes continue to lag behind national averages, particularly in mathematics, according to the Parag Rashtriya Sarveksha PRS Report 2024, released by the State Council of Educational Research and Training, SCERT Nagaland. The assessment conducted in December 2024 covered learning outcomes of 22,220 students and over 3,335 teachers from 724 schools across the state, assessing competencies in language, mathematics, science, and social sciences across grades 3, 6, and 9. At the grade 3 level, Nagaland performed below the national average, with Peck and Mokokchung emerging as top districts, while Kiffire and Twensung ranked lowest. Kiffire also featured among the 50 lowest performing districts nationally. For grade 6, the state ranked among the bottom 10 states in the country, particularly due to poor mathematics scores. Mokokchung and Peck led district rankings, while Noklak, Mon, Shamator, Twensung and Kiffire remained at the lower end. Noklak, Shamator and Kiffire were again listed among the 50 lowest performing districts. In grade 9, students performed above the national average in language but lagged in other subjects. Kohima, Mokokchung and Dimapur performed better, while Shamator, Kiffire, Noklak and Mon ranked lowest. Shamator and Kiffire continue to feature among the 50 lowest performing districts nationally. The report further highlights that no district from Nagaland featured among the top performing districts at the national level in any grade. And officials from the Directorate of Information and Public Relations Nagaland, the nodal department for films in the state, led by Deputy Director Siwathor Nyusu, attended a meeting on India Cine Hub ICH single window portal for filming held at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju outlined the need and objective for integrating all the states into the ICH portal. He urged the states and union territories to bring in big production houses to the portal, noting that this could yield significant long-term economic benefits. He also added that the platform can be regulated and streamlined online permission and payments, and requested all states and union territories to bridge the gaps by integrating the ICH single window portal. The meeting was organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting to provide an overview of the portal's adoption and functioning and to facilitate coordination among relevant ministries, departments, and state governments. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.